local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
On a Wednesday. Good afternoon. It is Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable. As always, thanks so much for tuning in and making us part of your afternoon each and every day. We appreciate it. Text line is open, 850-437-1620. Traffic line, 262-6111. Got a Channel 3 went a little long there, so don't have a whole lot of time to waste. So starting off with our top three stories on this beautiful Wednesday. President Biden today passing and signing the sweeping foreign aid package that includes aid for Ukraine, Israel, and the Indo-Pacific.
I hope that you and the Americans will feel the result of their help, a result to save Ukraine and Ukrainians.
Reaction from President Zelensky there. Biden signed the $95 billion package into law today, saying it will continue America's leadership around the world. Along those lines, though, because the bill's tied in also to the TikTok legislation of banning the app, provided the parent company doesn't sell it, TikTok says it will take legal action to try to block that new bill. The CEO saying, quote, rest assured, we aren't going anywhere. More pro-Palestinian protest breaking out on U.S. campuses. Texas state troopers on horseback at the University of Texas. The school says protesters will not be allowed to set up any camps. Police earlier trying to break up a similar tent protest at the University of Southern California. This comes after the university canceled a pro-Palestine valedictorian's commencement speech, citing safety concerns. And the protest continuing in New York, Columbia University, New York University, Yale as well. House Speaker Mike Johnson paying a visit to Columbia today. The Supreme Court will hear arguments tomorrow on Donald Trump's claim that he has absolute immunity on charges of attempting to overturn the 2020 election. The outcome could determine whether he faces a federal trial this year on four felony counts brought by special counsel Jack Smith. 5:15 now. Austin, how are the roads looking, sir?
Thank you very much, Joe. Just traffic and weather updates brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Now on to answering Joe's question. The roads, there's only a few spots giving us trouble right now. It was looking worse in the last hour, so that's good. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or traveling southbound coming from 9 Mile, very heavy congestion going both ways there. That, unfortunately, has worsened. However, it's just minor backups beyond that. Whether it be at the intersection of Blue Angel Parkway and Highway 98, further north at the intersection of Blue Angel Parkway and Mobile Highway, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound coming from Hurlburt Field and going through Windhaven Beach, and Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River.
Beautiful outdoor weather continues into Thursday and Friday. High temperatures will be in the lower 80s to upper 70s with a little bit of a breeze out of the south. Low temperatures stay really nice for this time of year. We'll be in the 60s the next couple of mornings. Not too bad. The humidity comes up a touch, but we should be dry all through the weekend as we see Saturday high temperatures continue near 80 as well. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here from WEAR News.
Thank you, Joe. Switching to our local headlines today, Escambia County Commissioner Jeff Bragosh says Perdido Key's roundabout has been a disaster, and he's committed to fixing it.
We put the rumble strips. They were too intense. I saw this morning, just as I'm coming here, I've ridden over them. I have a truck, no problem, but other people in sedans, you know, they're going around it. They're going around it, and that's causing a safety problem. So by Monday morning, I'm told, those are going to be gone.
As for the roundabout itself, Bragosh says it's too small, and he's directing county staff to figure out the better and more cost-effective plan between two options, either making it larger or removing it altogether and installing a traffic light. Meanwhile, county safety leaders unveiling their plan to add lifeguards to Perdido Key. Public Safety Director Eric Gilmore says while it's not set in stone, the plan now is to set up a tower at public access number 2, with two lifeguards stationed there. A third would be roving between public access points 1, 3, and 4.
Our plan is two at access 2, one roving, and like I said, it might mix and match and hybrid, but we will have a presence out here throughout the summer. And we're looking at starting May 23rd is what we're looking at starting.
Gilmore says the lifeguard stand is expected to be delivered the first week of May. Mayor D.C. Reeves says he's not terribly concerned after missing out on federal funding for the Pensacola International Airport expansion in this latest round.
The closer you are with a completed design, the more likely you are to get funded, right? If you know that there's some time. So our airport team's working hard and diligently on getting that design completed. It's not fully completed yet.
And assuming the governor doesn't veto it in the state budget, the city has $5 million on the way from the state, which is a far cry from the estimated $70 million price tag. Still, Reeve says they are working on the design phase and intend on being more aggressive for future consideration through the FAA Terminal Grant Program. Also, a deputy vehicle involved in a four-vehicle chain reaction crash. It happened at around 8:05 this morning on Highway 29 at Tate School Road. According to the Escambia Sheriff's Office, a deputy was at a red light when the patrol vehicle was rear-ended, causing the deputy to hit the vehicle in front. FHP says one vehicle was caught fire, but the sheriff's office says it wasn't the deputy's vehicle. Pictures from northescambia.com show the van behind the deputy's with heavy damage to both its back and front. Another vehicle with heavy front damage came to a final rest in trees off the roadway. Two people were transported to the hospital with injuries. The deputy went to urgent care with minor injuries. 519, we will take a break there. Look at our state and national news next on Pensacola Right Now.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. From managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Gulf Coast businesses are set to lose over $5 million this month. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. It's the beginning of tax season, and scammers know the threat of an IRS audit gets people to pay. Know that the IRS will never initiate contact through email, and any email threatening an audit is just a scam. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Learning how to deal with criticism is a major part of life for every person. The 26th President of the United States, Theodore Roosevelt, helped shed some light on dealing with critics when he said the following, and I quote, "It's not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, who, at best, knows in the end the triumph of great achievement, and who, at worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place will never be with the cold and timid souls who know neither victory nor defeat." Ladies and gentlemen, critics come and go, but I encourage you to continue to dare greatly.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
But she needs to feel that vibe. The woman lets her know for sure she's everything I want and more. Her real desire.
Oh, what song is this?
Feel That Fire by Dierks Bentley.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, I'm not a country guy, but that's got some fire behind. That's a fastball right there.
Yeah,
that was right high and tight to the head, man. I did not see that coming.
Yeah, Joe was jamming out right as we came back in from break.
Need to listen to more country.
Yeah, Dierks Bentley. That. He's got some good ones. This is it's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 5:25 here. We'll get another very quick check of the roads and weather. Pine Forest Road still causing us some issues, pretty heavily so. If you are traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road or southbound coming from 9 Mile approaching I-10, we've got some pretty heavy congestion going both ways there. It seems like we may have just a little bit if you are just now getting off of I-10 and traveling northbound on Pensacola Boulevard. The intersection of Burgess Road and North Palafox Street still looking pretty rough at this time as well. So several spots of note in Pensacola, along with Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Not anything too flagrant, but it's nonetheless just some pretty aggressive traffic here and there. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Windhaven Beach and approaching Highway 87 still giving us some problems. That was my phone dinging. Ignore that if my mic picked it up. And then Caroline Street, if you are traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and traveling into downtown Milton, we've just got the same typical issues there as well.
Beautiful outdoor weather continues into Thursday and Friday. High temperatures will be in the lower 80s to upper 70s with a little bit of a breeze out of the south. Low temperatures stay really nice for this time of year. We'll be in the 60s the next couple of mornings. Not too bad. The humidity comes up a touch, but we should be dry all through the weekend as we see Saturday high temperatures continue near 80 as well. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here from WEAR News.
All right. What was the name of that song again?
Dierks Bentley, Feel That Fire.
I gotta add that to my library. state headlines, Governor DeSantis signing two bills related to hurricane protections. One bill adds $200 million to the MISA Florida Home Program to harden houses against hurricanes.
The bill prioritizes seniors through the application process because we understand many are on fixed incomes and very well may have older homes.
Another bill adds $30 million to create a pilot hurricane safety program for condos.
And the trial for the prime suspect in the disappearance and murder of 13-year-old Madeline Soto is facing some setbacks. Stephen Stearns waived his appearance for a hearing this morning. A judge has agreed to push back his trial until August to give Stearns' defense more time to prepare. Investigators say they found footage on Stearns' phone of him sexually abusing Soto as far back as 2019. He has not been charged with the teen's death, but is facing charges for child sex crimes. Police say that Stearns, who is the boyfriend of Soto's mother, was the last person to see the girl alive.
We're starting to see more and more school districts in Florida consider banning cell phones from schools. Okay. yesterday, we talked about Pinellas County. Today, it's Broward Schools pushing to ban cell phones from first to last bell.
We need to move forward with a total ban. Bell to bell is a good idea. I'll continue to advocate for it. I'll continue to try and get more and more support on the school board for it.
Yeah, so Pinellas County considering outlining when students can and can't use them and a little bit different rules for high schoolers versus elementary and middle. Hillsborough County has a we see it, we take it rule. So yeah. Maybe there's a happy medium there where at least Austin can be satisfied. I don't know.
Okay, Boomer. That's all I got to say to that entire little excerpt there.
All right. Well, you let me know when you have kids and we can talk about it then.
Back to Governor DeSantis. He says that suspending two Democratic prosecutors has made Florida safer as both are now trying for re-election.
I don't think people have a right to, even if you're elected, to just say there's certain laws you don't like, and you're going to go, you're not going to be prosecuting. Maybe somebody is young, so you're just not going to prosecute them for that.
Andrew Warren is running for re-election in Hillsborough, and Monique Worrell is running for another term in a district that includes Orange and Osceola counties. Both have denounced the suspensions and are also challenging them in the courts.
Now, the state of Florida says over 700 Americans have been successfully rescued from Haiti. The Division of Emergency Management began rescue operations March 20th due to the political turmoil in the country, and to date, the exact number of Americans rescued is 722.
And back to Broward County, the county sheriff is firing back after the Florida Department of Law Enforcement recommends his law enforcement certification be suspended for 6 months.
Looking at this case, there's no way in hell I was going to compromise everything I've worked for and allow this to just be some slap on the wrist because they failed to do a thorough job in their investigation.
Quite a passionate excerpt there. Sheriff Gregory Tony was accused of not telling the truth about a prior arrest and license suspensions on driver's license applications and police forms. He says the attorney general and an independent court evaluation have both concluded there's no probable cause and he won't compromise his own integrity to settle the case.
Quick recap of today's top three stories before we get to our national headlines. President Biden praising the passage of the sweeping foreign aid package that includes aid for Ukraine, Israel, and the Indo-Pacific, $95 billion, the price tag. More pro-Palestinian protests breaking out on more U.S. campuses. That includes the University of Texas at Austin, USC in Los Angeles, and a continuing protest at Yale, Columbia, NYU. The Supreme Court will hear arguments tomorrow on Donald Trump's claim that he has absolute immunity on charges of attempting to overturn the 2020 election. The outcome could determine whether Trump faces a federal trial this year on the four felony counts brought by special counsel Jack Smith. That includes conspiracy to defraud the U.S. and obstruction of an official proceeding. Now, that sound means it's time for the Fox News update. We'll get a look here at some more national headlines when we return. Take a look at what's happening in sports today as well. Stay tuned. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
John Saucier, President Biden signing a foreign aid package for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan today after Congress approved it with bipartisan support. The president says it's a victory for national and global security.
It's going to make America safer. It's going to make the world safer. And it continues America's leadership in the world, and everyone knows it.
House Speaker Mike Johnson traveling to Columbia University in New York to condemn anti-Semitism on college campuses as protests continue.
Today, Hamas issued an endorsement statement of the protesters on this campus. They called them the future leaders of America. It is detestable.
Well, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says that Americans have a right to protest.
This is a deeply painful, painful moment for many communities, and we understand that.
Well, the protesters demand their colleges divest themselves from anything related to Israel, especially investments. They also accuse the nation of genocide in efforts to wipe out Hamas. Some protesters have been heard chanting anti-Semitic slogans. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. We're getting a slew of earnings news this week, but there's also some important economic data to keep an eye on. That includes tomorrow morning's report on first quarter gross domestic product. Economists look for the report to show that the economy expanded at a 2.2% annual rate during the first 3 months of the year, which would mark a seventh consecutive quarter of at least 2% growth, the best streak in two decades. Lots of news out of IBM after today's close. Big Blue's first quarter profit topped expectations, but revenue was a bit shy of estimates. And the technology giant confirmed it will acquire cloud software maker HashiCorp in a deal with a $6.4 billion enterprise value. Shares of IBM are sliding 8%. After hours. Despite generally positive corporate earnings news, stocks ended the regular Wednesday session narrowly mixed. The Dow Industrial slipped 42 points, but the S&P 500 eked out a one-point gain, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite edged up 16. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gale with Sportsman, sponsored by BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app today. Please gamble responsibly. The Pittsburgh Steelers need to pounce on the opportunity to trade for San Francisco 49ers wideout Brandon Ayuk. Ayuk and George Pickens would be a fantastic receiving duo. Plus, the Steelers still have Pat Freiermuth, Najee Harris, and Jalen Warren. You add up all those weapons, and there's no reason why Russell Wilson or Justin Fields can't make the Steelers' offense exciting to watch for the first time in a while. I'm Zach Gill.
Don't sweat a swing and miss thanks to insurance tokens from BetMGM. Add an MLB wager to your bet slip and activate your bet insurance token. If your bet with the token applied doesn't hit, you'll get your stake back in bonus bets up to a specified maximum amount. That's another chance to step up to the plate and bet on the action out there on the diamond. Go to your BetMGM account today to claim your bet insurance token and get your stake back in bonus bets if your MLB wager using the token doesn't win. Only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks and official sports betting partner of MLB. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, call 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, call 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
The celebration continues at Pete Moore Imports during Volkswagen's 75th anniversary sales event. Drive the Volkswagen Tiguan, a spacious SUV with plenty of savings like a $2,000 customer cash discount, or lock in 0% APR for 60 full months. And for VW's largest SUVs, the Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport, you can choose 1.9% APR for 60 months or a $3,000 customer cash discount. For 75 years, Volkswagen has delivered a lineup of vehicles much loved by generations. From the VW ID.4 EV, the VW Taos, the ever-popular Jetta sedan, and the GTI and Golf R performance cars, VW continues to deliver excitement today. So come to Pete Moore Imports and celebrate with savings. 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through VCI and a standalone offer in lieu of customer cash discounts. Must take retail delivery by April 30th. See dealer for details.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Let's be honest, nobody likes taxes, but they are necessary to maintain roads, support schools, and fund public services. Wouldn't it be great if someone else paid our taxes? In Escambia County, they do. Our beautiful community draws millions of visitors who spend over $1 billion each year. The taxes they pay help lower the tax burden for locals. Tourism works for all residents and businesses in Escambia County. This message brought to you by Visit Pensacola.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just past 5:35 here. We'll get another very quick check of the roads and weather. Looks like we're seeing traffic in some areas die down, but there are still some problems afoot. If you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest Road towards I-10, we've still got some problems in that area. Same can be said for the intersection of North Palafox Street and Burgess Road. Gulf Beach Highway, the backups that we had there traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive have seemingly increased ever so slightly. Navarre Parkway still has some minor issues if you're traveling westbound coming from Windhaven Beach and approaching Highway 87. And then the last main spot is if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street coming over Blackwater River.
Beautiful outdoor weather continues into Thursday and Friday. High temperatures will be in the lower 80s to upper 70s with a little bit of a breeze out of the south. Low temperatures stay really nice for this time of year. We'll be in the 60s the next couple of mornings. Not too bad. The humidity comes up a touch, but we should be dry all through the weekend as we see Saturday high temperatures continue near 80 as well. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here from WEAR News.
All right. Thank you, Joe. 538 now at News Radio 92.3. National headlines today. The Supreme Court hearing arguments in a case over whether Idaho's strict abortion restrictions conflict with a federal law that requires hospitals to provide patients emergency care. The state law makes it a felony for physicians to perform most abortions except to save the life of the mother. Attorneys representing the state argue it's up to states to regulate the practice of medicine. The Biden administration, meanwhile, argues it's unconstitutional and that a law called the Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act takes precedence.
And a bill allowing Tennessee teachers to carry guns is heading to the governor's desk. The bill allows for specially trained teachers to carry handguns in their classrooms, and parents would not know if their kid's teacher was armed or not.
They would not know?
That's what it says.
I think
here.
I said would know last hour.
I thought you did too, and that's the thing. I'm reading it now, and I'm like, oh, apparently yeah. They wouldn't know. Either way, according to this, parents would not know if their kid's teacher was armed or not. The measure passed the state house Tuesday along party lines, with only four Republicans voting against it.
The Supreme Court just did that one. A former police officer accused of killing his ex-wife and underage girlfriend and then abducting his one-year-old child is dead now following a pursuit with state police in Oregon. Authorities say Elias Huizar died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound following a car chase that ended when he crashed into a semi. The one-year-old boy in the car was unharmed and placed with Child Protective Services.
And the city of Baltimore is making some changes following the collapse at the Francis Scott Key Bridge last month. Tomorrow, a deeper channel will be open to allow commercial ships in and out of the port of Baltimore. The port was closed after the bridge collapse in March, but the new 35-meter deep channel will allow most vessels to sail inward.
Yeah, and also Arizona's House of Representatives voting to repeal the Civil War-era abortion law. State Democrats successfully pushed through a bill that repeals the 1864 law that banned nearly all abortions and now goes to the state Senate, where it's expected to be passed early next month. 540. Austin, what's happening in sports tonight?
Well, there's a lot of stuff going on, and it all gets underway in just over 20 minutes. Starting in the NBA, we got some more playoff action. TNT doubleheader, Heat at Celtics at 6 o'clock, followed by Pelicans at Thunder at 8:30. Over on the NHL side of things, it's an ESPN doubleheader, Bruins at Maple Leafs starting at the same time at 6 o'clock, followed by Golden Knights at Stars at 8:30, and then it's going to be Kings at Oilers on TBS at 9. No MLB games televised tonight, but we do have some local games going on, Rays and Tigers at 5:50 and Marlins at Braves at 6:20, so next hour, I'm sure, we'll be giving you score updates at around this time. And just a couple headlines here in football, both collegiate and pro. College football, former USC running back Reggie Bush getting his 2005 Heisman Trophy back. He had it taken away in 2010 after the NCAA imposed sanctions on USC for infractions, including Bush receiving improper benefits. The Heisman Trust told ESPN that the reinstatement of the trophy comes as there has been enormous changes in the college football landscape. And if you are anything like me, you saw this morning how USC and Reggie Bush were like, what was Bush saying? He said something like, you can't take away what God gave you, and then USC's like right where it belongs. It's like completely ignoring the rules they violated, but whatever. And then in the NFL, Detroit is bringing back a pivotal piece of their offense in historic fashion. The Lions agreed to a four-year deal with wide receiver Amon-Ra St. Brown for $120 million. Coincidentally, I believe he played at USC. That contract has $77 million guaranteed, and it's the most for a wide receiver in a single contract in NFL history. He had like 1,500 receiving yards last year. He's been their leading receiver in each of his first 3 years in the league, so very well deserved there. Yeah. And they also re-signed Penei Sewell for their offensive line. So
yeah,
the offense looking good there in Detroit.
Detroit's got a really good thing going there for sure. Unfortunately for them, as of tomorrow night, the Bears will be the class of the NFC North.
Yeah, the Bears are going to take the division back. Yeah.
Health, business, and science notes today. Over 131 million people live in areas of the U.S. with unhealthy air pollution levels. It's according to a new report from the American Lung Association. That's an increase of 12 million compared to last year. The pollution in these areas can raise the risk of things like lung cancer, asthma, and pregnancy complications.
And millions of salaried workers in the U.S. will soon qualify for overtime pay thanks to a new rule. The Department of Labor is changing the threshold under which salaried employees become eligible for overtime. The department estimates that an extra 4 million workers will qualify for overtime once the rule is implemented in January. Acting Labor Secretary Julie Sue said the move will, quote, restore the promise to workers that if you work more than 40 hours in a week, you should be paid more for that time.
Airlines will soon have to give refunds for canceled and excessively delayed flights.
We're also saying they've got to offer cash, not miles, not vouchers. If you, the passenger, ask for that, fine. But the default, the automatic default, if the passenger does nothing else, has to be cash.
Transportation Secretary, what's his name? Pete Buttigieg. They announced the rollout of the new rules that call for automatic cash refunds. If a flight is canceled or delayed for more than 3 hours or 6 hours for international flights, refunds of checked bag fees will also be required if a passenger's luggage is lost and not returned within 12 hours.
And a nationwide health alert has been issued for certain ground beef products that have been that have a potential risk for E. coli. The USDA says that 5 and 10-pound beef patties and chubs from Greater Omaha with a freeze-by date of April 22nd may have a strain of E. coli that is known to cause severe intestinal infections in humans. No one as of yet has reported being sick by the products, which were shipped to restaurants and retailers across the United States.
The U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suing the Federal Trade Commission over its banning of non-compete agreements. Talked about this yesterday. FTC voted to block new non-compete agreements and require employers not to enforce current non-competes with an exception for senior executives. Business groups argue that these agreements are actually necessary to protect their intellectual property.
And lastly, here before traffic and weather, a new report can tell you if you're still earning enough to be considered middle class. Finance site Smart Asset analyzed data from the U.S. Census Bureau and the Pew Research Center to determine the middle class salary range in all 50 states. The national middle class salary range is anywhere from $49,271 to $147,828. Looking at the roads here, let's see. Still not a ton going on. If you're traveling northbound on Pensacola Boulevard towards 10 Mile Road, we've got some minor issues there still. Traveling northbound on Pine Forest towards 9 Mile Road, that has worsened, but traveling southbound on Pine Forest in that same area has lessened, so that's good. Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive is still going to give you some issues. Same can be said for Palafox Street if you're traveling northbound towards the intersection with Burgess Road. Beyond that, it's going to be Navarre Parkway. We do have an accident report. This is on the parkway just east of Highway 87. So if you're traveling westbound approaching the highway, be on the lookout for that. And there's a bit more if you are coming from Windhaven Beach and approaching the highway as well. And then the last main area is Caroline Street still if you are traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
Another nice day expected for Thursday and really through the rest of the week into the weekend. High temperatures will be about 80 degrees Thursday through Sunday. Low temperatures, you'll notice, warm up as well. Next couple of mornings, we're only going to be in the middle 60s, so pretty pleasant whether it's the afternoon or the morning hours. Partly cloudy skies through the weekend, no major chances for rain. We do see the chances for rain come up slightly next week, but mostly dry weather through the next 7 days. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right, very good. Thank you, Joe. Taylor Swift's new album is prompting a resurgence in old-fashioned typewriters, thanks to a mention in the tortured poets department.
They already have grandma's old typewriter, and now all of a sudden they want to have it fixed up.
He owns a typewriter shop in Texas. He says since that hit song came out, he's getting a steady stream of calls. Most people who inherited their grandparents' machine, want it fixed up so now they can use it. Swift sings about a breakup with her boyfriend who comes to retrieve his typewriter from her apartment. So naturally, people want a typewriter so somebody can break up with them, then they can get it back, I guess.
I got to tell you, this is unrelated, but I know, you know, Taylor Swift always has the stereotype of writing about breakups. And she just, I think she said it upsets her, but she just continues to write about it. And now she's getting crafty with the retro form of scripture. Tickets for the IMAX documentary featuring the Blue Angels are now on sale.
Yes.
The film is exclusively in IMAX theaters for a week before making its way to Amazon Prime. The film opens on Friday, May 17th. And Joe, you are going to be one of those people there. Is
oh,
that
absolutely.
Correct?
Yes. Yeah. I had my, in the AMC app, I had the notification set to alert me when tickets went on sale. And I grabbed the first two tickets right smack dab in the middle of the theater there for the 7:45 showing on May 17th. So,
and when you walk into the theater, you will see a little white table that we have set up, and Joe's going to be signing headshots.
That's
so
right.
If you're interested, just
$50 a pop, baby.
Yeah, more than Pensacon prices.
That's
so don't
right.
don't expect many comers. Archaeologists say that they found two perfectly preserved bottles at George Washington's home. They found the bottles filled with cherries at his Mount Vernon estate. That's according to a statement from the property. The bottles are made of dark green glass and were sealed and upright when they were found under a brick floor laid in the 1770s.
Interesting. Also, there's a new search for the Loch Ness Monster. Bree Tennis with details on how the U.S. is helping out.
NASA says they'll join in with the latest search for the Loch Ness Monster. Last year, one of the biggest searches for Nessie captured loud underwater noises and several potential sightings, but nothing scientific. This latest search will take place on the 90th anniversary of the first photo of Nessie, which has been proven to be a fake. But there have been nearly 1,300 sightings of Nessie since that photo was released. The new search is May 30th to June 2nd. I'm Bree Tennis.
What are your thoughts on that? Is pretty close there?
I just feel like there are better ways to spend your time. But I reckon that can be said about basically anything. But I'm definitely saying it about this right here.
All right. Let's take a break there. 5:50. Back with a recap of today's top stories, wacky stories, and good news next.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and my left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how. With honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be shared with friends or family. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him tomorrow morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, had a really interesting conversation with The Bail Project, an organization that's doing a fireside chat tomorrow night, Thursday at the Rex, about helping people who are basically poor avoid the problem of being incarcerated pre-trial when they haven't been convicted just because they can't afford to make bail. Also, learned a lot about the costs involved in complying with the new EPA rules on PFAS contaminants with ECUA Executive Director Bruce Woody. You can listen to those and every other segment from the show at newsradio923.com.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
5:52 on News Radio 92.3. Happy Wednesday. Joe and Austin with you, winding down on hour number two. Channel 3 News at the top of the hour, and then hour number three with us. Thanks so much for tuning in and making us part of your afternoon. Certainly appreciated here. Before the last traffic and weather update of the hour, a recap of the day's top stories here. If you're just checking in, President Biden signing the massive foreign aid package that includes aid for Ukraine, Israel, and the Indo-Pacific, $95 billion, the price tag, and along with it, now the Senate approving, along with the House, the ban on TikTok, provided the parent company doesn't sell it. TikTok, though, says they will take legal action to try to block that bill, with the CEO saying, rest assured, we aren't going anywhere. And there's some precedent in giving them that confidence. They won a legal challenge against the Montana law calling for a statewide ban. Also, a federal judge ruled that an attempt by then-President Trump to ban TikTok was unconstitutional as well. So we will see what happens with that. Also, more pro-Palestinian protests breaking out on U.S. campuses, more U.S. campuses. That includes the University of Texas at Austin and the University of Southern California in Los Angeles. The Supreme Court tomorrow will hear arguments on Donald Trump's claim that he has absolute immunity on charges of attempting to overturn the 2020 election. The outcome could determine whether Trump faces a federal trial this year on four felony counts brought by Special Counsel Jack Smith. Austin, final check of the roads. How are they looking?
Well, a lot of our traffic, as we typically see at this time, has died down. The only spots where we still have congestion are both on Navarre Parkway. One, if you're traveling westbound just passing Windhaven Beach, and the other is if you continue traveling westbound towards Highway 87. We've still got some backups in that area. Did have an accident reported over there as well. That could be playing into it some, but either way, hopefully that will die down sooner rather than later. Outside of that, there's not much that's going to hold you up at this time.
Beautiful outdoor weather continues into Thursday and Friday. High temperatures will be in the lower 80s to upper 70s with a little bit of a breeze out of the south. Low temperatures stay really nice for this time of year. We'll be in the 60s the next couple of mornings. Not too bad. The humidity comes up a touch, but we should be dry all through the weekend as we see Saturday high temperatures continue near 80 as well. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here from WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe. A couple of local headlines here. Troopers say, tragically, an infant girl now dead following a crash that happened last night on West Jackson Street. This was at the Fitzgerald Street intersection. A blue sedan was backing out of a driveway and into the path of a sedan that was heading westbound on Jackson. The two-month-old girl, a passenger in the black vehicle, FHP's traffic homicide division now taking over the investigation. Escambia County Commissioner Jeff Ragosh announcing today that changes are coming to the Perdido Key roundabout. He says that as of Monday, the rumble strips will be gone. He says residents will have to put up with the roundabout as is, but he's directing staff to figure out the better and more cost-effective plan between two options, either to make it larger and do it right, in his words, or to remove it altogether and installing a traffic light. Also, Public Safety Director Eric Gilmore today announcing the plan regarding lifeguards at Perdido Key. They will have a lifeguard tower set up at Public Access 2. Two lifeguards will be there. A third lifeguard will be roving between Public Access Points 1, 3, and 4. Looking at some of the more wackier stories making the rounds today, a Belgian man with a rare condition that causes his body to produce alcohol is being acquitted of drunk driving. The condition is called auto-brewery syndrome. His lawyer told Reuters, it's another unfortunate coincidence that her client works at a brewery as well. but multiple doctors confirm he has ABS. Okay.
Weird. Yeah, I mean, it happens, I suppose.
Yes.
Quite rarely, though. If you need a good guard dog, we've got just the thing. There's a company called Throw Flame, and it's selling a robot dog with flamethrowers attached to their heads. It'll set you back $9,400, but you'll have a robot dog with flamethrowers, so might be a worthy purchase.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd say absolutely. It's called the Therminator, and you operate it over Wi-Fi or Bluetooth with a remote control. It can shoot flames up to 30 feet, and the company claims that they are legal in all 50 states.
I mean,
as you said, they haven't really had legislation that's had to tackle something like this.
I wonder if somebody at the company Googled flamethrower robot dog and then just put the state and then just did that 50 times and got no results.
Yeah.
And they said, yeah, there's nothing on any of these states' books here.
But so it probably will be illegal soon.
Maybe. We'll have to check in with our representatives Andrade and Salzman on that.
I suppose.
See if they enact something to prevent a tragedy with the flamethrower dog. Good news. A Girl Scout in Pennsylvania named Chloe Britt organized a prom dress giveaway on Sunday and collected over 150 dresses plus shoes. She's only in fifth grade, but decided to do it after she found out a girl she knew couldn't afford a dress. A seamstress volunteered and did the alterations for free. That's very cool.
Oh, absolutely. And there's an annual contest in Belgium where people try to do the best seagull impression. A 9-year-old British kid named Cooper Wallace is trending after he won the under-18 group with a near-perfect score. He was also dressed in a seagull costume.
I had a seagull flying around in the newsroom. Yeah,
they'll make a contest out of anything, Joe.
Yeah, absolutely. And Jelly Roll, you may have heard of him. If you listen at all to our sister station, Cat Country 98.7, the perfect example of how you should live your life once you've hit celebrity status. He's using his time and money for good. Case in point, he just built a music studio inside the Davidson County Juvenile Jail, a place where he spent a lot of time growing up. He's teaming up with a nonprofit called Beat for Life that aims to create songwriting and music programs for vulnerable populations across the country.
That's cool.
Very cool there. 5:59, that sound means it's time for us to go away temporarily. Channel 3 News at 6 coming up. We're back in about 10 minutes. But thanks for listening to Pensacola Right Now.